I want to read to you the gospel reading again, and some of you might have picked up on this. Isn't this the same gospel we heard last week? Anybody notice that? Yeah. There's a good reason for that. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but there's a good reason for it. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land and buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hands and caught him and said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." I love that gospel reading. Jesus walked on the water. That's an image from my childhood. You know, you always see this thing about Jesus walking on water. And I love the image of it. And, it was a cool night, and the water was like a mirror, right? And he just went walking out on it. Is that what it says? No, it says the wind and the waves were buffeting the boat. So the water was kind of rough, huh? Kind of makes you wonder if his feet got wet or if his sandals or his robe got all soaked, you know, halfway up or something. But, you know, maybe it was a really hot night, and that was kind of enjoyable. And it's like, whoa, this feels good. You know, get a little wet here. Either way, Jesus went walking out on the water toward the disciples who were in a boat. It says the whole reading starts with the word immediately, which makes you want to know what happened just before then, doesn't it? It says immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat. Okay, so what just happened? Why did we say immediately? So let's find out what just happened. What just happened was Jesus and the disciples together fed 5,000 people. And it says, and Jesus dismissed the crowds, and the disciples got in a boat, and Jesus went up on the side of a mountain to pray. He went to a place where he could be alone on a mountainside. He went to a secluded place so he could talk to God, but not just so he could talk to God, but so that he could hear from God. Why do you suppose that is? Anybody ever notice that when you're trying to pray and there's lots of distractions out there that it's hard to concentrate? Do you get so easily drawn away in your prayers? I'm like that. It's really nice when you can go to a private, alone place and you can concentrate and focus on what you want, not just to say, but to hear. And so Jesus went up on the side of a mountain to pray. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to take a cue from Father Terry last week. I'm going to talk about this because there's something really, really important that I need to bring out today. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but recently there's been a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I've talked to some other clergy and some other people. You know, this happens every once in a while, and we can kind of tap into that outpouring. And there's a new and fresh outpouring coming, and I'm excited about it. And I think that there's certain things that God wants us to know and understand. One of those things that we need to know and understand is something that Jesus only had 3.5 years to convince his disciples of. They were only with him for 3.5 years. We get a lifetime to learn this, okay? So Jesus was adamant to his disciples about some things. He wanted to tell them something that was really important. So when he went out walking on the water, there were many things that happened. First of all, he was on the side of a mountain, and it was nighttime, and there was a lake that was 14 miles wide. If you look it up, you'll find that out. From the side of a mountain, Jesus looked out at night and saw the disciples rowing in a boat 14 miles, or at least seven miles away. That's impossible. Not with Jesus, it's not. He looked out and saw them rowing and fighting, and he went walking out to them on the water. And if you read this account in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, it says he would have passed them by. The Gospel of Mark doesn't give you the account of Peter walking on the water with Jesus, but it said he would have passed them by. Why? Why do you suppose Jesus would have passed them by? Because he told the disciples, get in the boat, go to the other side. I'm going to meet you over there. That was the word of the Lord. Get in the boat, go to the other side. I'm going to meet you over there. So one way or another, come hell or high water, pun intended, they were going to get to the other side of that lake, weren't they? Why? Because it was the word of the Lord. Because Jesus said, you're going to go to the other side of the lake, and so am I. And if that boat breaks apart in front of you and every piece sinks and you have nothing to hang on to, you're going to get to the other side of that lake, disciples. Why? Because I said so. And in the kingdom of God, the word of the Lord reigns supreme. Amen? Amen. Jesus said, you're going to the other side of the lake. So you're going no matter what. And the wind came up, and the disciples were what? They were in the boat again. And the wind's buffeting the boat, and they're rocking, and they're saying, I'm scared. And then, to add to that, just as it was getting light out, you know, in the morning before the sun actually comes up on the horizon, that time of morning when you can see but you really can't, it's still kind of dark, Jesus comes walking to them on the water. He's walking along on the water. And it says, and they thought they saw a ghost, and they cried out for fear, and Jesus said, don't be afraid, it's me. And I'm reading that, I said, well, who did they expect? Right? I mean, last week the ghost was somebody else, and the week before it was, Jesus said, don't be afraid, it's me. Why? Because I said I'm going to the other side to meet you there. How did you think I was going to get there? Right? Because in the kingdom of God, everything is different. The elements are different. The things that we take for granted are different. See, water in the kingdom of God is not an obstacle, is it? People found that out years before when they crossed the Jordan with Moses, and when they crossed with Joshua, when the river divided them, and they walked, and it said their sandals were dry when they got to the other side. The whole nation of Israel crossed the river. The water built up into walls. In this case, Jesus walked on the water. That's what the kingdom of God is about. And if there's one thing that Jesus wanted to get into the disciples' heads, he said, look, everything is different in my kingdom, and you need to start living there. You need to start living in that place where everything is different. So he's walking on the water, and Peter says, okay, you're not a ghost. It's you. If it's you, Lord, I want to do that. I want to walk on water. And Jesus said, come on. I can just see it. You know, Peter steps out of that boat, right, on the water. One foot, whoa, it didn't sink, right? The other foot, whoa, and I'm seeing it turn around. Look at me, guys, look, I'm on the water. And he starts walking to Jesus. And it suddenly occurs to him that the wind is blowing and the waves are high. And he looks around, he takes his eyes off Jesus, and he begins to sink. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Yeah. He begins to sink, huh? He begins to go down, and Jesus catches him by the hand. And it says, and they both climb into the boat, and Jesus looks at him and said, where's your faith? Where's your faith? How come you started to sink? Didn't you know that I told you you're going to the other side of that lake? And didn't you know that no matter what happens, that the word of the Lord in your life is going to take place no matter what? It's going to happen. You're going to the other side of that lake. Do you remember an incident earlier, what happened? Jesus was asleep in the hull of a boat, and they were on the sea, and it said, and the waves and the winds came up, and they woke up Jesus and said, Jesus, we're going to perish. And he stood up and he said, peace be still. And the wind and the waves stopped. And he turned around, looked at his disciples and said, where is your faith? Why? Why did he say that? Because I'm in the boat. And I said we were going to cross the lake. I said we were going to go across. Where is your faith? Don't you understand that when I say it, it's going to happen? When God says something to you in your life, it's going to happen. How can it stop? How can you stop it? By fear, by doubt, by looking around and becoming afraid. That's how we stop things in our lives. So Jesus said, where is your faith? And he said, oh, you of little faith. How come you didn't understand? How come you didn't realize that the things that I do and the things that I say, you're going to do and say? It's almost like Jesus was saying to the disciples, look, I've only got 3.5 years to get this message to you. The things that you see me do and the words that you hear me say, you're going to do, and greater things than these, because I'm going to my Father. But how can that be? How can we do greater things than Jesus? Can we walk on water? Somebody told me, I was talking to somebody about this one time, and they were sitting at a table, and they kindly admitted to me, they said, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I actually tried it once. And I said, tried what? And they said, walking on water. They said, you know, I heard about Jesus doing it, so I stepped out on the water, and my foot went down into the sand. And he said, okay, I'm going to have more faith. I'm going to take another step. And he said, my other foot went down into the sand. And I said, well, where were you going? Where were you going? He said, well, nowhere. I was just, you know, God doesn't do magic tricks. This isn't a Las Vegas gig, right? If God told you you're going to cross the lake and you didn't have a boat, maybe he'd make it so you could walk on the water. Or if nothing else, at least float on your back all the way across. See, you'll get there if God tells you to go. But it's not a joke. It's not a game. You say, oh, see if I can walk on water. Watch this, guy. That's not it. That's not what God's into, is it? The word of the Lord for you, the word of the Lord for you in your life, and each one of you has a word of the Lord in your life. You know, the will of God for your life, God's plan for your life, the book, huh? That's a good book, Rick Warren's book. God has a plan for you. That's the word of the Lord for your life. How can you stop it? By looking at the wind and the waves that come up and say, I'm afraid. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to stop. This must not be the will of God. And does anybody besides me have wind and waves that come up in their lives from time to time? Huh? We all do, don't we? We all have wind and waves all the time. And even though we're trying to obey the word of the Lord, and even though we're taking a step out in faith, sometimes we just look around us and we say, this ain't going to work. This is happening in my life. These things are going wrong. This can't be right, and we stop. And I think Jesus' message to his disciples and his message to us today is don't stop. Don't stop. The word of the Lord came to them. You're going across the lake. I'm going to meet you on the other side, said Jesus. I'm going to get there no matter what, because I said I'm going to get there. You need to get there too, no matter what. Don't stop. Don't give up. Are you willing to step out of the comfort zone? Are you willing to step out of the boat? Will you step out of that boat, take those steps, and say, okay, God, I know what you've asked me to do. I know what your word is for my life. I'm not going to be afraid anymore. The wind's going to come up. The waves are going to splash around me. But you said it, and that settles it. There was a movement in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, especially probably in the late 70s and 80s, called the Positive Faith Movement or Positive Confession Movement. It was unaffectionately called Name It and Claim It. And I was really involved in that movement, but there was something wrong there. There was something wrong. They had a lot of it right, but there was something wrong. Their mantra was this: God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Here's what I think their mantra should have been: God said it, that settles it. Because here's a question for you to think about. When could Peter walk on the water? Think about that. When could he walk on the water? When did Peter realize? Now, here's another question. This is a different question. When did Peter realize he could walk on the water? When he stepped out of the boat and his foot didn't go down. That was when he believed, if you will, he could walk on the water. But when could he? When Jesus said it. Right? So it didn't matter if he believed it. At that point, God said it. That settles it. It was true. It was true. All Peter had to do was say, Jesus, you said it. I'm on. I'm on it right now. Can you walk on water in your life? Yes, you can. That's the encouragement that Jesus wants us to have. The good news for you this week, the word of the Lord for you is, cross the lake. He told you where to go. He told you how to get there. He gave you a word for your life. You need to cross that lake. You need to quit stopping and letting the wind and waves scare you. You need to just go. Cross that lake. Take the chance. Step out in faith. And say, I'm going to do this because God told me to. Not because I believe it or not believe it. Not for any other reason, but because he said it. That's what makes it true. It says, let God be true and every man a liar. He is true, and every word that he says to you is true. So step out of the boat this week. Step out. Look around you. The disciples, the first time they were in the boat with Jesus when he was asleep, they should have stood up and said, peace, be still, without waking up Jesus. They should have stood up and said, the elements of this earth must obey the name of Jesus. The things that are happening in my life must bow down to the name of Jesus. Did you know that? Everything that happens in your life must bow down to the name of Jesus. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, and the wind was blowing, and the waves were coming up, they should have stood up and said, peace, be still. And when they saw Jesus, they should have said, that's the Lord. Of course it is, because he said he was coming. Go to the other side. We're going to get there, no matter what. Can you do that, and will you do it? Will you act out of faith and take those steps and begin to realize that what God said to you in your life must come to pass because he said it? Don't stop it, because the only one that can stop it is you. Amen?